You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. Zero hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
William Shatner is your artist of the day. Because that's how we roll.
He has a new Christmas album. It's interesting.
I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife.
I miss my wife. William Shatner
it's
is your artist.
Out in space.
Jesus, God. So bad.
On such a timeless
flight. I can't help it. Rescue is your keyword to cash. Rescue, R-E-S-C-U-E. Text that into 72881. Now, I hate to miss Kara Marks around the show. She's gone for 3 months. She had an 11-pound, 11-ounce baby this morning named Andrew Gage.
That's going to take some recovery.
Yeah. But we do have Will Sterrett with us for the next 3 months, and we are honored and thrilled to have him in-house.
Thank you.
And the one thing that Will Sterrett brings with him is an uncanny ability to identify songs with only 3/10 of a second of a clue. I already gave the keyword. It's rescue. Are you ready for jam or no jam? Full bore.
Yes.
I'm going to give you 3/10 of 1 second of a song. You have to identify that song. Are you ready? The only requirement is that it be from the 70s, 80s, or early 90s, and it be considered either soft rock or yacht rock. Is that correct?
Yeah, that pretty much covers it.
Okie dokie. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here it comes. I'll give you a hint, 1980s.
Okay. Need a touch more.
I cheated on that. That was only 1/10 of a second. Sorry. You ready?
Ready. Oh, that's too easy. That's Heart and Soul by Tapao. And yes, that's a jam.
I just love that the name of the band is Tapao.
Yeah, it's good. They didn't have anything else, though. It was pretty much that, and that was all.
That was it. They were a one-hit wonder. I get it.
Yep.
Rod, when you're ready, fire at Will.
You're the Only Woman by Ambrosia, which is, of course, a jam.
Damn it. Oh, baby. Okay. I see you brought your A game. You're not as rusty as I expected.
Thank you.
Okay. Not even close, bud. Are you ready?
Ready.
0.3 seconds. I'm not going to tell you the era.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you if it's soft rock or yacht rock.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Oh, Patrick Swayze, She's Like the Wind. I love it. It's such a jam. She's like the wind. Can I say, too, we got hosed by not getting a full Patrick Swayze album. Dude proved that he could sing.
Wow.
Am I wrong?
He's no Bradley Cooper.
Which, by the way, it's a great record. Kelly bought it for me. It's fantastic.
Don't you tell me you're not a fan, Will Sterrett. I love to love you. Don't you tell me.
Yeah. Maybe I need to listen to it again. Oh, Ebony Eyes from Bob Welch is a jam.
Oh, my God. Freakish. Okay. I'm going to do a little math here. I'm going to give you 0.2 seconds, which translates into what, Dana Wright?
I don't know.
1/5. I'm going to give you 1/5 of a second.
Okay.
Because apparently you've been practicing and
no.
You're not rusty.
No.
Are you ready?
Ready.
1/5 of a second.
Okay. You know, I'm going to need a bit more than that.
Okay. All right. I understand that.
Oh, Ann Murray, You Needed Me. That is not a jam.
How do you diss on Ann Murray?
Ann Murray has some jams.
And I can't believe it's you.
This is not one of them.
I can't believe it's true.
How is this not a jam? I know every word.
Yeah. Shadows in the Moonlight? That's a jam.
Mm-hmm.
I Just Fall in Love Again? Mm, that's a jam.
That's a super jam.
Uh-huh. You Needed Me? No.
Not a jam.
Not a jam.
There's no jam. One on the floor, huh?
Everybody knows it's not a jam.
Wow.
Rod, when you're ready.
Dreamweaver, Gary Wright jam.
Okay. All right, Rod, I've decided to dig deep in the vault here.
Close my eyes again.
I'm going to look for one. I'm kind of hurt by Ann Murray submission.
Sorry.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Here it comes. You get 0.3 seconds on this one because it's a little tougher.
Okay. Boy, I don't. It sounds like Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, but I know that's not.
You're
it.
In the ballpark.
Okay.
You're in the ballpark.
It's not Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
It is band. Not.
Okay.
You ready?
Sure.
You've got.
Bob Seger?
Ooh.
No. Poco?
No.
I have no idea. You've beat me.
Did we stump him?
Yes.
Ronnie Millsap. I wouldn't have missed
it for the world. That is a chance.
Wouldn't have missed it for the world. Wouldn't have missed loving you, girl.
I love that song.
It only took 10 songs and we finally stumped the kid.
I know. I was not thinking country crossover.
I like that song.
I like
country,
it too.
Country crossover. That's right.
I was not thinking country crossover.
I brought my A game today,
mm-hmm.
man.
Mm-hmm.
I want a new submission. I had one, and then I'm leaving that one. I'm going to find another one.
Okay, Rod, when you're ready.
You Are the Woman by Firefall, which is like on the Mount Rushmore of jams.
I knew it from the start. I saw your face and that's the last I've seen of my heart.
Okay, all right, I'm going deep in the vault again.
Mm-hmm.
I went deep on Ronnie Millsap. I'm going deep on this one. Are you ready?
Ready as I'm going to get.
You're going to get 0.3 seconds.
Okay.
Here we go.
Ooh.
Do you need just a little bit more?
I need a bit more.
Just a touch more.
I need a bit more.
Okay, you get 0.3 seconds.
Oh no! Twice in one round. I have no idea.
We talked. All right. Let me give you a hint.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play you just another snippet. We talked about this very song earlier today.
Oh, okay.
You ready?
Yes. "Rocket to You" by the Jets.
Oh, terrible.
Not a jam. Wait, did he say shooting water in your ear?
I believe that is what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm watching the video right now. I thought they were black.
They were what, like
Hispanic?
I thought they were like Pacific Islander.
They're like Menudo.
Really? From
like,
what? What?
I thought the Jets were black.
I thought they were like Laotian or something. Kind of like Khan right. from King of the Hill.
Got it. Great.
Mm.
I don't know.
Mm.
Someone just wrote in, just because Dana knows the lyrics does not make it a jam.
That is true. They're Polynesian.
Are they really?
Okay.
Yes, the Jets are Polynesian.
Okay.
Okie doke. Who knew? Who knew? By the way, Dana just gave me one, and it is a deep vault.
Anytime Dana picks one that she thinks is really deep, it's one that's actually one of my favorite songs.
Okay. Rod,
but
fire
we'll
when ready.
Ooh. I'm going to need a bit more than that. I have an idea.
Wait, go with your idea.
My idea is Bluer Than Blue by Michael Johnson.
No, but I love that
okay,
song.
Okay, Rod says no.
Oh, well, that's not deep in the vault. Summer Breeze by Seals and Crofts. That is a jam, though.
Okay.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night.
All right, now here's the one that Dana went deep in the vault for. Are you ready?
Yes.
By the way, you are the master of disaster.
Thank you, I think.
Oh,
tonight I celebrate my love from Roberta Flack and People, Bryce. I love that song so much, you have no idea. Yes, it's a jam.
Tonight, I celebrate my love for you. And that midnight sun.
I would have never gotten that song in a million years.
It's gonna come shine.
I couldn't be 0-2.
Tonight.
Oh, Debo.
There'll be no distance between us.
Oh.
I just listened to that yesterday, and I love. What do you mean so bad? It's good. There is nothing bad about that song.
You know what's bad about all of those songs? The videos. If there's a video, it is so bad.
That is true. The only thing bad about that song is certain people's attitude toward it.
Right, good, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
That's a jam.
It's the attitude.
I feel good about it.
Yeah. Rod Fire when ready.
Steal Away, Robbie Dupree jam.
I love this song.
For the record, let me be very clear, because I haven't even looked at the text line. I can already hear it now. You guys give them these in advance. I don't even know what I'm going to play 10 seconds before I play it.
That is true.
That's been downloaded into personal file.
Yes.
We have done Jam or No Jam for 3 years now. Have I ever given you a song in advance and told you I will be playing this and here is the order of the songs we're playing?
Never.
Never one time. We are in separate rooms.
Correct.
You cannot see my computer.
I cannot see that, no.
And I and Rod, you can't see Rod's computer either.
Yes.
Bounce back and forth, and I do not know what song I'm about to play until right before I play it. While Rod is playing his song, I'm looking for a new song. While I'm playing a song, Rod is looking for a new song. Are you ready for the next one?
Ready.
I just found this stud. 0.3 seconds.
Oh, Here and Now by Luther Vandross. That is a jam. It was also my very first compact disc.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I was a fifth grader.
Okay.
Dorky looking white kid in a town of 12,000 people that was jammed to Luther Vandross.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay. We got two more for you, then we got to get to break. Are you ready?
Ready.
Rod, fire when ready.
Baby Come Back, Player. That's a jam.
All right, all right, all right. I think we stumped you on 1.5 today.
Yeah. No, you stumped me on 2.
Well, and I've got kind of an obscure one.
Are you ready for your last one today?
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. You get 0.3 seconds, and...
Just When I Needed You Most by Randy Van Warmer.
Oh, my God!
I'm coming around on it, but it's not really a jam.
I need you more than I needed before, and now where I'll find comfort, God knows, 'cause you...
You are amazing! I gave you.
I'm going to go with depressing,
like,
but I
note.
Feel like it's a jam, Will.
Okay. The text line just said the fact that Luther Vandross was your first CD at the age of 12 really says all I need to know.
That's why he is so.
I'm not going to apologize good. For that either.
You should not.
There's no
you
reason
should
for
not.
That.
What was your first CD, Rod?
The first CD I ever purchased
yeah.
was a Monty Python CD
nice.
Called The Final Ripoff.
Nice touch. Yours?
Is it bad if I don't remember?
I can tell you mine.
I can tell you my first album was the Grease soundtrack.
My first album was Iron Maiden's Number of the Beast. My first CD was Prince's Diamonds and Pearls.
My first album, you're going to laugh at this so hard. It was the score to On Golden Pond.
Nice.
No, it was not nice.
All right, we're going to send you out with one more. Do you have it in you?
Sure.
Okay. I know we're way late on the break. Boss will have to get mad at me. I don't care. I am just fascinated by how good you are.
Thank you.
Rod, give me one more go.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, I Go Crazy. Paul Davis, that's a jam. Everything he did is gold. Bye.
Oh, my God!
Oh, I love that song. Dana right here for Dr. Tag in the Center for Nutrition in Leawood at 135th and Row. Make your free consultation appointment now. Holidays are going to be here before you know it. I feel better. I look better when Dr. Tag is part of my life. I told you I dropped 20 pounds quick before I went to Mexico over spring break. I have kept every ounce of that weight off. My girlfriend's down more than 50 pounds. Looks amazing. Has changed the entire look of her body, her face. She absolutely looks amazing. And it doesn't matter. You want to lose 20, 50, 100 pounds or more. Dr. Tague can help you with medically managed weight loss. He is there to get to the bottom, the root cause of your weight loss struggle. Is it a metabolism issue? Is it a thyroid issue? Vitamin deficiency? All of those things. They will look at that and tailor a plan just for your body, your metabolism, to get you to your optimal metabolic health. You're going to love his staff, by the way. 913-814-8222 for your free consultation. 913-814-8222 or tagnutrition.com. You tell them Dana sent you.
This is Key Largo, Bernie Higgins. It's a jam.
Wrapped around each other, trying so hard to stay.
I'll tell you right now,
first cold winter together.
I can remember it like it was, I don't know, 5 years ago. It was a whiskey-infused night where I was just laying there. Well, I wasn't laying. I was sitting there watching TV, drunk off my you-know-what back in the day, and I bought it on my phone.
I don't need to hear it through your phone. I believe you. Yeah, I believe you that it's in there.
I bought it.
I believe you.
No, I mean, I was drunk on whiskey, sitting in my chair, sad about my life, miserable,
yeah.
And I bought Bernie Higgins.
Wrapped around each other.
And then I woke up the next morning, I'm like,
what'd I do?
What did I buy?
Bernie Higgins. Bernie was like, thank you, there's one.
I just made 99 cents. You know, by the way, the artists don't make the money off that.
Really?
Yes.
I always wondered where the money went.
I found this out last week. He won't answer his phone because he's such a jerk. Watch. He won't answer his phone. I did not know this until last week when he and I got to talking about it. Now, he's in there. He won't answer.
I don't think he's in there. Oh, no, he is in there.
Yeah, he won't answer.
He might.
No. He's such a snob. Oh, that's a studio line. I'm not answering. I'm not touching that. Answer your phone.
Hi, this is Alan.
Uh-huh.
Drives me nuts when he does that.
I believe you that the artists do not get the money.
So where does it go? Well, it goes to the songwriters.
Really?
Yes. I thought like, and I always wondered like, you know, let's say you play a Kiss Beth by Kiss.
Okay.
Where you have a huge symphony in the background. And Beth was their biggest hit, right?
How do you divvy up the proceeds?
Everybody get a penny every time it's played? Peter Chris gets a dime? The producer gets a dime? The songwriters get a dime? It goes to the songwriters only.
So the artists make nothing.
That's right. That's the way Boss explained it to me last week.
Then there really is no reason to be on or not be on those sites. I mean, so the artists who say, I'm not going to be on those sites, like Garth Brooks did it for years. He wasn't going to make any money, but he wasn't going to necessarily lose any money. They just don't
You
really
can't
have,
lose what you're not going to make.
You can't lose what you're not going to make.
Right. The only reason the artists want the songs played on the radio is because if it sells a record.
Yeah.
Or you buy it on your iTunes nowadays, then they make the money. But you play it on the radio or you play it on, you know, whatever, it's the writers who make the money. I had no idea.
Well, I've always heard the artists make their money touring. Like, if they physically go out and put butts in seats, they make money there.
Right.
When we come back, Alec Baldwin has punched someone in the face. He's been arrested.
He's a jerk.
I'm going to defend his anger. I'm not going to defend the violence, but I will defend the anger.
Newsroom, here is Will Sterrett.
On the Stump in the City. More next.
Hey, it's something that's happened to almost all of us. A knock on wood happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, whether it's a fender bender or, God forbid, something more serious, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. They're the best in the business. I've been out there many times. Dale's a personal friend, and I have watched his crews at work. I've watched them do their magic. Dana has too, by the way, because she took a car in there three weeks ago and got it back.
Brand new.
That's right. Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. Their work is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. Give them a call today. 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's in Blue Springs. Taking care of cars. Taking care of you.
Just past 3:30 in Kansas City, I'm Will Starrett. Vice President Mike Pence in Kansas City today campaigning for Josh Hawley. The Missouri Attorney General is trying to unseat Claire McCaskill in the U.S. Senate. Police in Olathe claim they've identified and interviewed the man accused of hitting a dog with a pickup truck, then grabbing his knife and stabbing it to death. Investigators are looking at this as an animal cruelty case. The owner of the pooch says she believes the dog could have survived the impact had it been taken for treatment. And as you hear on KMBZ, authorities say Alec Baldwin's been arrested after allegedly punching a man in the face during a dispute over a parking spot outside his home in New York City. Police say Baldwin claimed a family member was holding the spot when a man pulled up and took it. Police say the men were arguing and pushing before Baldwin ultimately turned violent. Representative for Baldwin not immediately responding to a question for comment. A look at traffic and weather together next. It's 3:32.
Keeping fair weather conditions in the forecast for the rest of our Friday. High temperature right around 55. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low near 40. We have another system trekking our way. A lot of clouds in the forecast for Saturday. A passing shower in the morning. Another chance for rain by the afternoon. The high low 60s. And some rainy weather Saturday night. That's when we'll have the better chances for rain here. Drier weather Sunday, the high 55. And then more rain moving in by Monday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
51 downtown, 50 at Scott Park's house, and at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Hey, honey, did you hear the latest about Dana Wright?
Oh, you mean that she only goes to Walmart so she can steal sunglasses?
No, I'm talking about how she made fun of Scott Park's for losing half of his face in a car accident when he was a teenager.
Oh, well, yeah, but did you hear what Scott Park said about her?
He made fun of her for killing a cat.
I know, and that's, I mean, it's not really that funny.
I don't know about you, but I don't want to vote for a candidate like Scott who says such cruel things.
Yeah, and I don't want to vote for some woman.
I'm sick of the mudslinging, and I think we need a third option. Isn't there a positive candidate out there?
There is. Jonathan Weir and Rod Babcock. They give advice to listeners. Don't cut each other down. In fact, they like each other to an uncomfortable degree.
No, they don't have a single chance in hell of winning. But they are a third choice.
And they are certainly not a nutlog-obsessed woman who lies about her questionable education.
Or a grown man who brought underage girls to a rock jock's Halloween party. Let your vote be the voice that says you're tired of the two-party mudslinging talk show politics as usual, and you want a third choice. John and Rod.
Yeah!
I'm Rod Babcock, and I approve this message.
Vote for some woman.
Oh, God. That was from like 2 years ago.
I completely forgot about that.
Jonathan reminded me of it last night.
I don't want to vote for some woman. God. Play it again. It's worth a double play.
All right, hold on.
Hey, honey, did you hear the latest about Dana Wright?
Oh, you mean that she only goes to Walmart so she can steal sunglasses?
No, I'm talking about how she made fun of Scott Parks for losing half of his face in a car accident when he was a teenager.
Oh, well, yeah, but did you hear what Scott Park said about her?
He made fun of her for killing a cat.
I know, and that's, I mean, it's not really that funny.
I don't know about you, but I don't want to vote for a candidate like Scott who says such cruel things.
Yeah, and I don't want to vote for some woman.
I'm sick of the mudslinging, and I think we need a third option. Isn't there a positive candidate out there?
There is. Jonathan Weir and Rod Babcock. They give advice to listeners. Don't cut each other down. In fact, they like each other to an uncomfortable degree.
No, they don't have a single chance in hell of winning. But they are a third choice.
And they are certainly not a nutlog-obsessed woman who lies about her questionable education.
Or a grown man who brought underage girls to a rock jock's Halloween party. Let your vote be the voice that says you're tired of the two-party mudslinging talk show politics as usual, and you want a third choice. John and Rod.
Yeah!
Yes! Babcock and Weir! Or is it Weir and Babcock?
I don't know. Depends on who you ask.
It really doesn't matter. So next Tuesday, folks, when you go to the polls, you're going to go in and there's going to be all these morons running for Kansas governor. Kelly, Kobach, Mormon, meh. Here's what I want you to do. Write in Weir and Babcock. And let's get Kansas right again. I'm not kidding.
For which office?
Governor.
Oh, God.
No, because that one's actually kind of important.
Yeah, please vote for Laura Kelly, please.
Rod, you live in Missouri, so you don't count. Weir lives in Kansas, right? He lives in Overland Park? Okay.
Yeah.
I wrote myself in yesterday for state treasurer. That is a completely worthless position, and nobody even could tell you the name of the state treasurer. Here's what I'm encouraging everyone to do. I hope I don't get in trouble for this.
Yeah, I don't know that you're supposed to do what you're about to do. I think state treasurer kind of is important because that's the money and stuff.
All I'm saying is, hang on, let me clean this up just a little bit. I gotta make sure I don't break a law. I think it would be interesting if Jonathan Weir happened to be the state treasurer. No, I'm not saying that you vote for the guy because he's not on the ballot. I'm just saying that I think it would be interesting if Jonathan Weir happened to be a vote getter for state treasurer in Kansas.
Like, even if 20 people... I'm not suggesting you do it because I don't.
Of course not.
I think you're probably breaking some kind of obscure law here a bit.
So did you guys hear about Alec Baldwin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. I did.
Yeah.
I did. I heard about him. Actor Alec Baldwin has been arrested and charged for assault and harassment today following a dispute over a parking spot, according to New York City police. NYPD Lieutenant John Krimple telling CNN the incident occurred on 10th Street in Manhattan. That's on the lower side. A 49-year-old man sustained an injury to the left jaw after being punched and was, which means that Alec Baldwin is clearly right-handed, after being punched and was taken to a local area hospital to be treated. Baldwin was charged with assault and harassment, giving a desk appearance ticket. In addition to, we know what he does for a living.
Wait. Here's why I want to talk about this. I'm not saying it's okay he punched someone in the face. Clearly, that is not okay. That's battery. However... And I'm going to say, however, after someone committed battery, when you are standing in that spot, waving someone into the spot, and you've waited for that parking spot, and you are waving them in, come on in, come on in, come on in, come on in, and then someone out of nowhere zooms in and just mows you down and takes it. It has happened to me. I remember it well like it was yesterday. There is something about the act of someone doing that and then with that smug look on their face getting out of the car that makes you want to punch someone in the face.
Yeah, but you know Alec Baldwin got out of the car and went, "Don't you know who I am?"
No, what I think happened is the driver... Yelled,
"Enjoy your meth!"
Yes, I did yell, "Enjoy your meth," to the person that stole my mother's handicapped parking spot.
What? Which, let's face it, in parts of Missouri is just a lovely greeting.
Hey, Rod, enjoy your meth.
Thanks, buddy. You enjoy your meth.
Thanks, man.
I have never
like,
been
Rod, remember that time
so
I,
mad
I
at
held
a
the door?
Stranger.
Remember the time I held the door open for you at the Burger King?
Yeah.
And you walked out and you go,
"Hey, man, enjoy your meth."
Hey, enjoy your meth, Rod.
All right, you too, buddy.
Okay, buddy, be good.
I was waving the car in. So I'm standing there.
It's a greeting in Missouri.
Like an airplane waver person with the cones. What do you call the airplane waver people? I was waving her into the spot. Come on, come on, come on. And we were in a very busy hotel breezeway. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Mm-hmm. And as she's coming in with the car that's right in the front of that hotel, it was the only spot there because my mother has trouble walking, some guy drives the wrong way into the hotel breezeway. You know, those things are only one way.
That's right.
Backs in and steals the spot right in front of me. And I'm telling you, I'm standing there. I wanted to punch him in the... I actually said, "Are you even kidding me right now?" He got out of his car, went, "Huh?" and kept walking.
What'd you say?
Enjoy your meth. Was driving.
Which he was like, I thought she was mad, but she was all nice about, hey, enjoy your meth. I was like, thanks, I'm from Springfield too.
Enjoy your meth.
So mad. Just in that moment, that's all I could think of to do. Probably what? Just like Alec Baldwin thought, I'm going to punch him.
What city were you in?
We were in Leawood.
Oh, but you thought you were in Kansas City, Missouri.
No, he was driving a Camaro.
Was it Missouri plates?
Yes.
And then he thought that was a compliment.
Yeah, he was driving a Camaro.
He thought.
I'm like, are you lost?
Was it?
Are you lost and you just stole my mom's handicapped parking spot?
Like an 80s Camaro?
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, honey.
It was a muscle car.
You did not insult him. He thought you were being nice. Enjoy your math!
I will. Thanks. You enjoy your math.
Thank you very much. You're sweet.
All I'm saying is I understand Alec Baldwin's anger. And here's what I bet happened. I think the guy that Alec Baldwin punched knew it was Alec Baldwin, follow me here, and thought what? I'm going to take one for the team here, and this is going to come with a check. Go ahead, Alec. Punch me in the face.
I don't know about punch. That.
If Alec Baldwin is in your face because they were, you know, chest bumping like a couple of idiots right before this happened, like men do. If Alec Baldwin is chest bumping you and you are in New York, you know that that is Alec Baldwin. You know that that's Alec Baldwin. And I guarantee you this guy you know what?
Well, Alec Baldwin has anger problems.
I'm going to lean into this punch because what's that worth? $100,000 probably? You sue him in civil court. You're distressed.
I don't know.
You felt fear.
I think you're overthinking it. If he was parking a car...
They both got out of the car.
If he was parking a car in a neighborhood where Alec Baldwin lives, he probably belonged there, I'm guessing, which means he's probably of some wealth himself. Alec Baldwin is a loose cannon, crazy lunatic, fringe
maniac. I think he has some anger problems.
Really?
All I'm saying is, if you're in New York and you're about to get punched in the face...
When you call your 17-year-old daughter a fat pig on the phone, you might think somebody might have an anger management problem?
He also got kicked off an airplane because they wouldn't let him play Words with Friends.
Yes.
Remember that?
He is a narcissistic jerk who does a really good Donald Trump.
I don't necessarily disagree with you. But you have to admit, there is a high likelihood that the person who took that punch knew exactly who he was taking that punch from.
I'm thinking if you're on 10th Street, which is on the far south side of Manhattan, which is a very rich neighborhood, you probably have plenty of money, and Alec Baldwin punching you in the face is only going to buffer your already huge retirement account. Rod, can we play the voicemail?
You don't have the brains or the decency as a human being. I don't give a that you're 12 years old or 11 years old or that you're a child or that your mother is a thoughtless pain in the who doesn't care about what you do as far as I'm concerned. You have humiliated me for the last time with this phone.
That is a message delivered to a child that he doesn't know if they're 11 or 12. Rod.
Wow.
Rod, real quick. I'm going to put you on the spot. How old is Roman? Go.
He's 10.
How old are your four kids? Go.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
But I generally hit all of the ages between around 12 and 18.
Do you know the ages of your children?
Yeah.
What are they?
They're 18, 16,
14, 12. Okay. Mine are 17 and 14.
Now, birthdays, I'm like, which one were you?
I don't care if you're 11 or 12. Play it again. He doesn't even know the age of his own daughter.
If it's right before or after the birthday.
Really?
Did you just
wouldn't that be the time you remember?
Or the decency as a human being. I don't give a that you're 12 years old or 11 years old or that you're a child or that your mother is a thoughtless pain in the who doesn't care about what you do as far as I'm concerned. You have humiliated me for the last time with this phone.
Oh, hello, my people. We went out and played Canyon Farms Golf Club this week. And let me tell you something. The colors have exploded on the trees. Here's what else is going on out there. A whole lot of construction. There are these beautiful estate-sized homes already all over Cottonwood Canyon. But what they are getting ready to open up is the final phase. The roads are in. The infrastructure is in. All you need to do is build your dream home on one of those lots. And the lots that they're getting ready to open up, 27 lots to be precise, are all along holes 2 and 3, right along that gorgeous golf course. And they are some of the most stunning views you will find anywhere out there. Cottonwood Canyon, also maintenance provided, by the way. All of the homes out there are maintenance provided. So lawn, snow removal, trash pickup, all of that is provided. You just sit back and enjoy the scenery. And man, oh man, the scenery. Go check out the views, the award-winning homes. They actually sold one of the model homes, but go out and they will give you a private tour of one of those homes. Get in if you want your pick of the litter, because those homes along holes 2 and 3 are not going to last long. The views are just stunning, and it's near one of the signature holes on that golf course. 913-492-4444, 492-4444, or check it out online, CottonwoodCanyonKS.com, CottonwoodCanyonKS.com.
Gap Band, 576-7798. Coming up next hour on the program, is there anything wrong with being married 9 times, divorced 8? Is there anything wrong with that? Because somebody running for office locally has been married 9 times.
Now, this is judge-free zone. We all have our issues in life.
Well, so it's like Planet Fitness. It's
right.
A judgment-free zone?
Correct. Except when that guy in the white tank top comes in and
with his gallon of water.
Starts grunting while he's doing squats.
Dropping his weights.
This is a judgment-free zone in that I'm not going to throw stones at somebody who has had that type of history. The reason this has even come about is because she is running for office. And I have a couple
Mayor
questions.
Of a pretty recognizable city here.
Before we move forward, would you feel differently if it was a man who had been married?
Oh, so you're saying it's a woman.
9 times.
So it's a woman.
Would you feel different if it was a woman who had been married 9 times?
Oh, okay.
Or do you not care that if you can run the city, run the city? Yes, you have a little bit of trouble with relationships, but does that really have anything to do with running a city?
Maybe it's on them, not on you.
Maybe all 9 of them were on the spouse.
Oh, come on.
Hey! I'm just saying.
You don't know.
This side of the glass is not judgment-free, okay? As the only person in this building who's been able to stay married for 25 years, 9 times is ridiculous. Come on.
I'm trying to think of
unless the only way you can get in the sack is to walk down an aisle, there is no reason for you to be married 9 times.
That is uncalled for.
I'll give you 2 or 3, but after that, just stop saying I do.
Objection!
There's a flag on the field.
I am very hurt by the words that you are saying. That is very judgmental.
What have you never had 9 of? I've never had 9 traffic tickets.
No. I have 9 pieces of cake.
I was going to say, I've never had 9 drinks in a row, and that's not true.
That's a lie.
What is it about the number 9? I could not stop saying it last night. Read your text.
That was always my jersey number.
9 times. I cannot stop saying the number 9.
9.
You want to know what the record is? We looked it up. It's more than 9.
Really? Yeah, there's this thing called Larry King.
How many times has he been married?
A lot.
I don't think it's
so 9. Many other texts I has the best one. Ferris has been absent 9 times.
newsroom after we do the keyword to cash. It's Feather.
Eight. She's beat him. Larry King's been married eight
Feather
times.
Feather is your keyword to cash. 72881 to the newsroom and we'll stare it.
Happening now on KMBZ. A copycat or a hitch in the mail? More next.
Dana right here for Jasper's. Make your reservation now. Not required, but always suggested on nights like tonight. Saturday night, please make a reservation. They get very busy on Friday and Saturday nights. Their fall menu is here. That means pumpkin ravioli, Tuscan bean soup, one of my favorite things in the whole wide world. And yes, check out that six-hour slow-roasted pork shank. It falls right off the bone. It just falls apart. It is Fred Flintstone-sized, and you will love it on a cool fall evening. Call Jasper for your reservation. 816-941-6600 is the number to call. 816-941-6600 or jasperskc.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.